And we're back here at Mornings at McFarland's. Thanks for not going anywhere. I know you didn't because you listened to me. My audience listens to me, unlike my wife. Anyways, they stay. They stay and they know when we've got a great show, and we do have a great show today. So we're talking with several of our reps from various parts of the country and a customer that's of ours that has been a loyal and true and a good customer, Al Timmerson. John Couch is here from Cisco, and Mark Tibbetts is here from General Implement. So, Mark, we just finished with you talking about some of the things you're seeing in the western part. Let's switch to the other side of the Missouri or the Mississippi. Yeah, and the Missouri, I guess. Missouri cuts through part of your area. Okay. But Mississippi, the other side of the Mississippi to Indiana, Ohio. And there was another Michigan. That's right. So all those states that we love to beat when we play them in college football. So
I wish I liked sports.
I don't care at all about sports. I've been so arts oriented all my life. It's when a football game goes on, it's like, oh, is that the football there? Oh yeah, that's right. So, but I am a Badger fan. I think we have something like 17 degrees amongst all my family members from Wisconsin. So it's hard to not be a Wisconsin fan that way.
Understandable.
So John, what are you seeing in the eastern part of the country? A moisture situation different? Is different out there, isn't it?
It's an age old issue. Water doesn't matter if you're in the west, if you're in the central part of the country, or in the east, the north, the south. Water makes the world go round. We're pretty fortunate in this country versus some other countries that I've traveled to. You know, we have a safe drinking water supply. We have a fairly ample water supply, but agriculture is the largest industry in this country we live in. It is very dependent upon water, and it's very dependent upon the people we rely on to provide food for us. In our area, commodity prices is definitely an issue. Everyone's concerned. We have been extremely wet in our area this year. There are some folks that have had a situation where they had to replant corn up to 3 times in order to try and get a crop started this year.
Well, when you think about it, it's not like you buy 3 times worth of seed thinking that you're going to have to replant all those times. That's just, that erodes the margin right away.
Correct. That's correct.
That's like saying, okay, this couch didn't work. We're going to buy 3 more couches until we get it right. And that might make your wife happy, but it's not going to help your budget much.
Well, that doesn't help the budget. And there again, from even a supply standpoint, in a lot of cases, a lot of seed companies aren't in a position to have 3 seasons worth of crop just or seed waiting to be planted.
Sure.
But the commodities, prices is a big issue. The weather is definitely a big issue. In our part of the country, we're getting close enough to the East Coast that population centers. Ohio is a very highly industrialized, densely populated state. We have a lot of perception issues. You know, a lot of people think that their food and their milk and their meat comes from the grocery. They don't realize that it's the farmer. Where in the Midwest,
it doesn't come from the grocery. Oh my gosh! Thanks for shattering my operable illusion.
Startling facts. The eastern edge of the Great Plains.
I think that speaks to kind of a deeper thing that we just take a lot of things for granted. It's easy to take for granted good water.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I remember years ago I worked at Land's End and I had a customer that called and he just got so bent out of shape because Lake Blue was not available in an Oxford button-down shirt. And he was from the East Coast, just full disclosure here. I don't know that that's representative, but this case it was. He just totally lost it over us not having Lake Blue. And I thought to myself, and I actually said to the customer, got in trouble with this, I said, "Sir, have you had clean water to drink today?" "Of course, why?" "And have you had enough food to eat today?" "Yeah, why?" I said, "Well, you're doing better than about 75% of the planet, so I think I might want to reframe your priorities there." So
that's a very good perspective, and that's one thing. We, as a supplier of machinery to our dealers and to our producers, we're very pleased to be partnered with McFarland. McFarland is... they provide good quality equipment, high quality equipment. They are very conscious to transport widths, transport heights. They're very conscious of meeting the needs of the producer. Back to the producers, talking about being highly populated, densely populated areas, people aren't necessarily friendly to the farmer. They don't like to see that wide tractor and that tillage tool blocking the entire road.
And, I'm one of those like, get out of the way! I gotta get to Madison! So, yeah, it's like, and then I have to stop and think, wait a minute, those guys are responsible for your paycheck, so just shut up and be patient. So,
And like I say, Ed McFarlane has done an excellent job of keeping, you know, machinery friendly to the, not only the producers, but also to the public.
Well, and there are a huge amount of laws that have to be abided to, turns the weight and the width of things, the signage, the indicators that have to be on things. So, and farmers deal with all that too, because that adds cost to things. Mm-hmm. If you've got to shrink the size of a tool, that means you got to make more passes, and that means you got to have more gas to make more passes. And that's one of the great things about, you know, I'm a city slicker. I grew up in Milwaukee and started working here at McFarland's and got this perspective of it's tough. I mean, it's just tough. So when you have a tendency to want to, you know, complain at a farmer for, you know, oh, you dumb farmer, blah, blah. Dude, I think farmers have to be some of the smartest people in the world these days.
Well, one of the best arguments when somebody starts grumbling, did you have a meal today? back to our issues as far as our farmers, they are very conscious. They are stewards of the soil, not to try and get all religious on people, but the good Lord did put us in charge of taking care of the land and the environment we have. Mm-hmm. And that's all tied back with our water use and our water consumption, the way we preserve our soil, because there's not any more out there. And the farmer has zero interest in polluting the environment, destroying the environment, because that's our livelihood.
Yeah.
And the great part about McFarland is the tools they make the job so much easier to prep the soil for seed preparation, for seed bed preparation, to make it to where a level seed bed, a firm seed bed. They've just been it's a company that they listen to us as producers, as suppliers, and they're willing to make changes where changes are necessary. And like a couple of the Al referenced earlier and Mark referenced, there's nothing more enjoyable than going to a field with a piece of machinery and seeing a farmer's face just light up, because that is the tool that he's been looking for.
It's doing what they want to do.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, that's the same, I think, regardless of what business you're in. If you're in customer service, if you care about, you know, passing it on, playing it forward, you know, all the hoochie-goochie terms that they come up with that, which has been the same for humankind since the beginning, you're either a Cain or an Abel, you know. I mean, there are the people that are just out for themselves, and the people that are thinking about what's good for the overall big picture. And, the Cains end up having troubles. The Abels, not so much, you know. I mean, they have different kind of troubles. Canes come after them every now and then, but at least their hearts are in the right place, and they're favored by God. They have all those things going for them that are really wonderful. So John, you did good. Giving you that extra time, I think it paid off. I'm just saying, you know, no pressure on Mark and Al here. You did fine too. It was worth waiting for.
Those cliff notes paid off.
excellent. So let's kind of shift gears, and we'll finish up here by talking about the future. What do you guys see? We've got the crystal ball in front of us. Nobody knows that for sure. But what do you see going on in terms of future trends or future products, future practices? I mean, we've sort of alluded to that in terms of we've got to get smarter. We've got to make excellent choices. But are there, you know, what are some things that people may not be aware of that farmers and that the ag community is thinking about and working on for the next generation of tools, the next generation of practices, the next generation of environmental protection, perhaps even? Who wants to start that one out? Al, you want to give that a shot? Or
well, it's obvious that technology is not going to be denied. Now, in our smaller operation, you know, fortunately, I don't have to incorporate a lot of that super technology, and that kind of keeps my overall cost down in my operation. But moving forward, you're going to see a lot more technology, and the autonomous equipment is directly on its way. I mean, we have to face that. I mean, it's going to be here.
Well, we've talked about that here at McFarland's, that I don't think most people are aware of the fact that there are now driverless tractors. Those are just hitting the market now. So, you know, you complain about about the tractor on the road, pretty soon there's not going to be anybody to complain to, because it's going to be robot and it's going to have, you know, some sort of we do not understand. So, you know, saying to you on your radio, probably, because it'll be a wireless transmission to you. Be patient. I am doing the best I can. So that would be great. Build that into a tractor. It can respond on an FM frequency, 99.7 FM, of course, and tell people that they just need to relax and take a chill pill, and they'll get there just as soon as they can.
That could be an interesting discussion between an autonomous truck or car versus an autonomous tractor. I mean, maybe there's a radio program in there somewhere.
Well, they've already found one. Oh, that's scary. There's artificial intelligence stuff going on. They actually found that the artificial intelligence units had figured out their own language. They had actually figured out a way to communicate with each other that was not programmed into them, and that the programmers are trying to figure out, what the heck is this going on here? And they figured out it was a language, a way of them communicating with each other that was faster than what they had been programmed with. So you think about that. You know, what's going to happen when those kinds of things come online?
But, you know, as far as the tillage line, it, you know, you're going to have all the technology, but it's still going to get down to earth. I mean, we still have to have tillage-engaging tools, and McFarland is they're capable of, and they have shown the industry that they are a leader in this segment.
Sure.
And it's time to get down to earth and get back to, a lot of people want it simple, basic, and it works. And that's what this company is providing. It's simple, basic equipment that works.
Sure.
And when I go to the field, I don't have to be concerned about that this piece of equipment. You know, at the end of the day, whether it's sunrise or sunset, the dust is going to settle. Mm-hmm. And when you can look back and say, you know what, that was a great decision on that piece of equipment I just purchased.
Excellent. Yes. See, Ambassador of McFarland's, I said. Didn't I say that, Darren? I said that. Chris? Okay, good, good. All right, not anymore. Mark, what do you think? What do you see going on in Salt Lake and beyond?
You know, one thing that we see is that farmers are working to not have to cover the ground as much as possible. I mean, they want to work the soil as little as possible, make fewer passes over the field, and get the most done, you know, with less fuel and less compaction.
Sure.
And so, you know, GPS is huge, and it's just going to continue to grow. These guys are going to use that to make less passes, you know, cover the fields as quickly as possible.
Sure.
And so that it's all, like I think John talked about it being a good steward of the ground, mm-hmm. of the earth. And that's all part of it. Working the ground less, putting less inputs into it and getting more out of it. Because we're going to have to feed more people with less ground.
Sure.
That's just the fact of the matter.
Do you see like alternative energy things coming online for farmers? I mean, obviously they've had windmills forever, but are you seeing more any kind of focus on like solar to try to defray some of the other expenses that farmers have? I mean, I would think if you can save on your electric bill, that helps put money towards your fuel bill, right?
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Are you seeing any of that, or are there solar powered tractors on the horizon, you think, or anything of that fuel cell powered?
We haven't seen that. You see some hydrogen powered, you know, fuel cell tractors that I think New Holland is one that they've promoted one. They've got one that has been running. So I think we're going to see some different technologies that come out where it's not the traditional, you know, fossil fuel powered tractor. I think we're a ways off from that. I think it's going to take some time before we get there. They've come a long ways in making these tractors fuel efficient and cleaning up the emissions from them. It's not like the old days where you've just got a diesel tractor puffing out black smoke. It's rare you see that anymore.
You know, I would think, I'm just thinking, you're talking about Al's comment of being good stewards. If you have a hydrogen powered tractor that its only residue is water, huh? Am I onto something here or not? Huh?
Very possible.
I mean, all you have to do is hang a bucket off the exhaust tube of that thing, and you are set to rock and roll, right? So, come on, guys, get with me here. So, John, what do you see? What's going on?
Well, I guess at the risk of being labeled a wacko, I think technology
definitely... We'll just change that, your name tag here on the back. It'll say wacko.
Technology definitely has its place. But man, I'm old-fashioned. I still like people.
Yeah.
I think we need the human element. I think we need people. My wife, you talk about your wife. My wife thinks I am nuts. We go to the retail.
My wife knows I'm nuts. Okay?
Well, mine does as well.
So,
we go to the retail store and they have the automatic checkouts, and she goes, well, let's go there. The line's shorter. And I says, no, that's essentially an eliminated human.
Yeah.
And No, I like people, and I think we need people, and technology is great. Auto guidance, precision farming as far as managing our chemicals and our inputs, all necessary and all very vital things. But we got to keep people involved with things that go on. If we don't, here again, back on the wacko thing, that could go into a whole nother big conversation. But if we don't, everybody's going to be sitting at home waiting for their check to show up in the mailbox first of the month.
Yeah, and that
is a bad model, in my opinion.
Well, what happens when you have a tractor that argues with you with artificial intelligence? You know, I don't think that's the best way to do it, John. Yeah. I think we should do it this way, John. So you're a tractor, forget, get out in the field. So yeah, we think we got problems with our wives. Wait until we're arguing with our tractors.
At least the tractor, we can disconnect the battery.
Oh, boy, we are in so much trouble when we all get home. Well, gentlemen, it has been just an absolute pleasure. I'm really sorry that we don't have another 25 minutes to talk. If we did, I'm sure we'd fill it up without any problem whatsoever. But it's just been a joy. My guests this morning have been Mark Tibbetts from General Implement, Al Hemerson, who is a wonderful customer of ours, has been for years. And Al, I hope we don't screw it up with you, okay? Darren, Chris, it's your responsibility. Do not screw it up, because Al, you've just been one. It's all, you know, as I said, we've met about a year ago now, and always a pleasure to talk with you. Al, it's always a pleasure to get that farming perspective, because city slickers like I need to hear it. And John, you've done a darn fine job, John, from someone from, you know, where you're from.
That part of the world. So, yeah.
Folks, don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a minute with community announcements. And don't go anywhere after the show, too. Remember, we've got the Augie Deerless show coming up right after us as well, celebrating even more fine live radio here on WRPQ Radio. 99.7 FM, we're going to take a word from our sponsors. And, gentlemen, you have a good rest of the day. I know you got a couple of days here of seeing some of our implements out in the field. And, Darren, Chris, you guys do a great job of making sure they see all of the fine-tuned things that you guys have worked into it, okay? Because we've been listening, and you know, we're trying to implement those things in our implements, right? So, yeah, that's a double entendre if ever there was. Our husbandry, yes. When I found that one out, there's animal husbandry and land husbandry. Yeah. Right. There you go. There you go. If you could hear Chris, hopefully you heard it in the background, but if you didn't, it was just Chris. Yeah. So, you guys have a great rest of the day. Thanks for joining us here on WRPQ Radio.
Thank you.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com. Summer is warm weather, the great outdoors, and some common health ailments. These can include sunburn, poison ivy, tick and insect bites, bee stings, sinus, pink eye, earaches, and sore throats. When illness strikes, see the Prairie Express Clinic at 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Prairie Express is a walk-in clinic providing the best possible care for patients ages 12 months and up. Prairie Express Clinic offers convenient hours of 9 to 7 Mondays, 1 to 7 Tuesday through Thursday, and Fridays 9 to 4. Prairie Express Clinic, dedicated to caring for the community the past 60 years.
The almost unearthly luster of pearls has always been prized and well-loved as a gift. Sophie's Fine Jewelry in Baraboo has shimmering pearls and earrings, pearls in pins, pearls in necklaces and pendants, pearls with price tags as varied as the selection. Pearls with their mysterious glow add a translucent beauty to the woman who wears them. When you give a gift of pearls, she'll love them as much as she'll love you. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall.
Well, thanks for joining us again on this special edition of Mornings at McFarland's. And I say special because, well, we're airing an hour later than normal, which is special in its own way. But also special because, you know, such a great group of people we've had assembled here for our Platinum Dealers meeting. It's just been great to meet with these guys and talk with them about the things that are going on their lives, their background, to, you know, to have a group of people together. Some of these guys have been, you know, representatives for us and salesmen for us for years. And this is the first time we've been able to have them here on the premises and show them, you know, what a unique operation McFarland's really is. So my thanks to all the guests who sat down and gabbed with me for a bit this morning. And thanks to Norm Bergeson for helping to put it all together. So as usual, at the end of each show, we try to talk a little bit about all the things going on around town. And this week is like no other, and like a lot of others other ways, but there's tons of stuff going on. Starting out with, you know, the Area Young Professionals Mix and Mingle event is going on. I know Zach and Pete Vanderhagen, but our young area professionals are having their first area mix and mingle social event. They're having brats and burgers and chips and water will all be provided from 5 until 9 p.m. It's up at Devil's Lake South Shore. This is the first time that the young professionals have tried to gather for the entire Sauk County area. So there have been organizations both in Sauk Prairie here, and there's an organization in Baraboo and one in Reedsburg. And this time they're trying to get everybody from the entire area together to celebrate and just get a nice, fun networking event. So if you are interested in linking up, networking with other young professionals, or just, you know, people that are in the workforce that are, you know, in your 20s or 30s or 40s, or in my case, you're young at heart, even though the birthday doesn't agree with you anymore, feel free to partake in that event. Again, that's from 5 until 9 p.m. Central Daylight Time up at Devil's Lake and the South Shore Shagbard. So don't miss it. It'll be lots of fun. And then also on Thursday night is a great family movie and dessert night. So wonderful event going on down there at Ruth Culver Community Library from 6 until 7:45 p.m. They'll be having another one of their great movies. You can call Beth Hayes at 643-8318 if you want to know about what movie they're showing, but I know Beth does a great job, as do a lot of the librarians both there and at the Sauk City Library, to put together a lot of great programs for our area community, our kids and families. So this is another one of them. Don't miss it. Also, then the Jacks are going to be at the Woodshed Ale House, another great community band. So the Jacks are a folk rock alt country band out of the Sauk Prairie area, with Dylan Mumford and the Abbott Brothers, all kinds of music that they do. The Head, the Heart, More, all kinds of fun stuff. So they'll be playing there at Woodshed Ale House from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. So if you'd want to kick back and enjoy a little bit of music from Matt Brennan and his cohorts there. I think, if I remember right, Ted Harder is a member of that band too. So Ted's our area middle school principal, and it's great to see those guys kicking back and enjoying themselves, doing something they really love to do. So, and there's also a great class going on, it's an event at the River Arts on Water House Concert Series again. So Jeffrey James will be there featuring Maggie Poff. Jeffrey James has been traveling the world for 7 years performing positive, conscious, feel-good music. And he comes with a whole bunch of great tunes he'll be performing. And Maggie is an area resident here who in recent times has joined Jeffrey in a number of occasions and sung with him. So if you'd like to go and hear that concert, please do. As with all the River Arts on Water Gallery events, they are free admission. They do ask that you would they suggest a donation of $10 if you're able to, just to help forward the mission of River Arts. But that concert will be this Friday from 7 until 9 p.m. at River Arts on Water. And, you know, there's lots of things to talk about, but one last thing that I will get out here is that Sauk Prairie Theater Guild is also presenting some great plays this weekend in association with the Mid-Stage Theater Company. It's called Twitch. And there's a couple of different things going on there. I've always thought of them as a teen plays because a lot of our area teens get involved with them. But Twitch by Stephen Gregg is produced by special permission with Dramatic Publishing Company. And then there's also Bank Withdrawal Symptoms by Jim Gustafson, and 3 a.m. Wake Up Call for ages 13 and up. So there, all these performances will be in the Leahy Theater at Sauk Prairie High School. Tickets are sold at River Arts on Water for $6 for students and seniors and $8 for adults, and they'll also be sold at the door. They go up $2 if you wait until you get them at the door. $8 for students, $10 for adults. But that, again, they're just three wonderful short plays that'll be produced there at the Leahy Theater, so which I have fond memories of having produced shows there in years gone by. The dates of the performances are July 21st and 22nd at 7 p.m. and July 23rd at 2 p.m. So please get on out there and support the arts, support the South Prairie Theater Guild. They do a lot of great work for our community. So that wraps it up for today's edition of Mornings at McFarland's. Thanks for joining us and enjoy the rest of the Circus Week. The circus is in town in more ways than one. So thanks for listening to us here on WRPQ Radio, 99.7 FM, Baraboo, and Sauk Prairie.
Mornings at McFarland's with host Raul LaBreche is produced live at our 99.7 FM studio at McFarland's in Sauk City. Listen again next Wednesday at 8:05 for another edition of Mornings at McFarland's. Today's show is presented by Prairie Clinic, Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop, and DeMars Plumbing.